John chapter 14, the verses we would like to consider this morning are verses 8 and 9, particularly the words of the Lord Jesus to Philip, as recorded in verse 9. Thomas has already asked the Lord Jesus a question regarding the way. The Lord has told him, "I am the way, the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Now, Philip has a query. There he presents it to the Lord and recorded in verse 8. Philip saith unto him, "Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us." Here's the Lord's reply. Jesus saith unto him, "Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father?" The Lord Jesus, on this occasion, was with his disciples, still with them in that large upper room furnished, where he had celebrated the Passover with them. They would soon accompany him to that place where he would be found agonizing in prayer, there in the Garden of Gethsemane. But before that, he must leave with them some final words of instruction. Like students in a school, the disciples are once again being taught by their master. Indeed, they have been in that school, the school of Christ, for 3 years now. And every day they have been taught by the Lord Jesus. They've been taught by him ever since they enrolled in his school. Over that period of time, the disciples have received instruction in a variety of subjects. He has instructed them in the essentials of the Christian life and service. You recall reading in Matthew's Gospel, chapters 5 to 7, there a record of what is known as the Sermon on the Mount. Philip would have been present at that time, along with the other disciples. And the Lord Jesus covered a variety of subjects. And the disciples there on that hillside were in the school of Christ again, being taught by their master. Matthew tells us, "And when he was set, his disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth and taught them." It was a teaching session. Taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." And how could the disciples ever forget the lesson they received on the doctrine of election? When the Lord Jesus entered the synagogue in Nazareth and began to preach and teach the doctrine of election, Philip and the other disciples were there. They were once again in the school of Christ. And they were given instructions in Christian love and Christian loyalty. And in labor, they received teaching on such subjects as heaven and hell and the end times. They were instructed in the ways of the Father and of the Holy Spirit of God. And of course, they were told over and over again the need for prayer. They were taught again and again about prayer. Indeed, some of the disciples responded well to the teachings and prayer, because a few of them came to the Lord one day and said, "Lord, teach us. Teach us to pray." It is always an encouragement to teachers and instructors when students come and make it known that they want to be taught. So there were a few of the Lord's disciples who wanted to be taught. Taught about prayer. They received many lessons in many locations. They were not always taught within the confines of a building or a room like that large upper room in Jerusalem. Though they had been taught in the synagogues and in the temple. Mark 6 and verse 6 tells us that the Lord Jesus went round about the villages teaching. Whether they were with him in cities and villages and hamlets or homes, the most precious lessons that they received from the lips of the Savior were those lessons they received regarding Christ himself. Because every message that he preached, every teaching that he gave his disciples, Christ was at the center of all the instruction. They learned about his ways. His ways had taught them. His works had instructed them. His words had educated them. And they could not have had a better teacher. Never man spake like this man. He was a recognized teacher because, you recall, when Nicodemus came to the Lord Jesus, he said unto him, "We know that thou art a teacher. Not only do we know that thou art a teacher, we know that thou art a teacher sent from God." Couldn't have had a better teacher than Christ. He could give instruction on any subject. For Mark says, when he saw the day, saw a multitude of people, he had compassion on them. And Mark says that he began to teach them many things. He was a teacher of many things. Mark 1, verse 22, we're told he taught them as one that had authority. And so whatever subject he chose, he spoke upon that subject and he did so with authority. People were impressed by this. When he spoke, he gave his hearers nothing but the truth. Mark 12, verse 14. His enemies came to him one day and said, "Thou teachest the way of God in truth." Now these students in the school of Christ, namely the disciples, were receiving and had received the very best of teaching. And now they were receiving one of their final lessons. And they received that final lesson in that large upper room because the Lord Jesus would soon go forth and be taken from them. They were now coming, as it were, to their hour of graduation. How would they now respond to all the teaching they had received? How would they apply all the teaching they had received to their own lives? And to their own hearts. And to their own ministries. Just then, Philip had something to ask the Lord. And Philip said to the Lord, "Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Those words of Philip. Just a few words revealed a great many things about Philip. And those words revealed to the Lord Jesus. And indeed they revealed to us that after all the teaching that Philip had received from the lips of Christ, he hadn't taken in very much. He hadn't learned very much. Because the Lord said to Philip, "Have I been so long time with you? And yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father." You want to see the Father? But Philip, when you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Have I been so long time with you? Yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? His response from the Lord Jesus came as a gentle rebuke to Philip. We see here just how little Philip knew of Christ. He had asked a question about the Father, or he made an inquiry about the Father, but those words revealed how little he knew about Christ. How much do we know about Christ? As we look at these words, may the Lord this day teach us more about Him, and may the Lord this day show us how we can know more about Christ. Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? Hast thou not known me? First of all, we see here in these words what Christ expected of Philip. What Christ expected of Philip. It is evident from the Lord's words that He expected much more from Philip than what was revealed by Philip's inquiry. Philip asked about knowing the Father, and the Lord Jesus pointed out to him that he should have known Him better. If you know me, Christ says, you'll know the Father, because I am the express image of His person. You cannot separate me from the Father. And Philip, have you been such a long time with me, and yet you still do not know this? Still don't know this? This all goes back to Christ's call to Philip. Turn, please, to John chapter 1. And here in John 1, we have the Lord calling Philip to be one of His disciples. And we read in verse 43, the day following, Jesus would go forth. Those words mean that He was determined. He had a place in mind. Yea, He had a person in mind that He wanted to see. He would go forth. Of course, the person He had in mind was Philip. The day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee and findeth Philip. That indicates He searched for Philip. And findeth Philip and saith unto him, follow me. follow me. That's where it all started. And so here we have Philip following Christ. Now, when you look at those words, follow me, they hardly convey the meaning of the words which the Savior here employed. If we were to use those words today, say to someone, follow me, we would be indicating to them, I will go before you and you come behind me. I will lead the way and you follow behind me. The Lord used the word with that meaning elsewhere in His ministry, but not on this occasion. Because the words follow me mean travel with me or accompany me. In other words, the Lord was saying to Philip, don't just follow behind me, but be in my company. Walk beside me. Wherever I go, Philip, you go with me. Be in my company. Dear child of God, we will never have a deeper or receive a deeper knowledge or know a deeper understanding of Jesus Christ unless we are continually in Christ's company. That's what it is to be a follower of the Lamb. Be in Christ's company. Not like Peter, when the Lord Jesus was arrested, it was said of Peter, he followed afar off. He wasn't in Christ's company. And this is what the Lord Jesus was referring to when he said to Philip, have I been so long time with you? He's talking about their company. I have been with you from that moment I called you and said, follow me and accompany me. And yet all that time, Philip, you've been in my company. Still, you do not know me. Not only do you have his following, you have his fervor. Look again at John 1. The Lord Jesus called Philip and said, follow me. The very next verse, we're told, now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip findeth Nathanael and saith unto him, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. So once Philip was found by Christ, he became very fervent for the Lord and very zealous for the Lord, and he went immediately and found Nathanael. Most commendable. Philip got off to a good start. And there's something else here we know about Philip. He had a knowledge of the Scriptures. For he said to Nathanael, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did right. He was familiar with the Scriptures. Look again. Philip made a couple of mistakes here when speaking to Nathanael. What did he say to Nathanael? We have found him of whom Moses and the law and the prophets did right. Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. Now, Philip may have been familiar with the Scriptures, but I believe these words tell us that Philip had not got into the Scriptures, because the prophets never spoke about Jesus of Nazareth. They spoke about Jesus of Bethlehem. The prophet Micah, chapter 5, verse 2, spoke about Bethlehem Ephratah. Out of thee shall come forth. Christ would come forth from Bethlehem.
of Nazareth?
Jesus of Nazareth was a name that was given to Christ afterwards. His enemies used that name when they wanted to show how much they despised him. And so Jesus of Nazareth was never spoken of by the prophets. And then Philip went on to say, we have found Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph, but he wasn't the son of Joseph. The son of God. Once again, the people round about who gave him that name. Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And so there we see in John chapter 1 that Philip really didn't know who Christ was. He thought he was just Jesus of Nazareth. He thought he was the son of Joseph. Now, I know we could say, well, Philip has only just got saved. How could he possibly know everything about the Lord Jesus? And I wholeheartedly agree. When I got saved, I knew absolutely nothing of God's Word. Outside of the four Gospels, I could hardly have found another book in the Bible. So I understand that. But the Lord Jesus has said to Philip in John 14, verse 9, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me? 3 years later, he still doesn't fully know Christ. We saved all right. That's not in dispute. But after 3 years, his knowledge of Christ has not deepened. He hasn't grown anything spiritually. The Lord says, have I been so long time? Now we may say, well, 3 years isn't very long. We may say, I'm only saved a short time. The eyes of Christ said to Philip, have I been so long time with you? That was 3 years. Christ says, that's a long time. In that time, Philip, you should have got to know me. Philip, you had sufficient time to get to know me. Lord said to Philip, have I been so long time with you, and yet, hast thou not known me? We have also his continuing with Christ. He was called by Christ, follow me. He was called to be in Christ's company. Not to follow afar off or away in a distance somewhere, but to be in his company, to walk with Christ. Now we have his continuing with Christ. The Lord says here in our text, have I been so long time with you? And so for 3 years, Philip had continued with Christ. Here we have the period. 3 years. And Christ points out to Philip, you have been with me for that period of time, yet thou hast not known me. The Lord was telling Philip, that's sufficient time for you to get to know me. Dear believer, how long have we been saved? 1 year, 3 years? 10, 20, 30. How well do we know Christ? The Lord is saying 3 years is enough.
to know something of me.
And then you have also the proving of Philip. We can see what a wonderful teacher the Lord was when he sought to teach Philip and increase his knowledge. Turn, please, to John 6. Dear child of God, we see here just how gracious the Lord was with Philip. How tenderly he dealt with Philip, how he sought to instruct Philip, how he sought to increase the knowledge of Philip, the knowledge that he had of Christ himself. John chapter 6, verse 5. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he saith unto Philip, when shall we buy bread that these may eat? This he said to prove him. For he himself knew what he would do. It's like a teacher setting down a test paper before the student. And the teacher knows, depending on how the child or the student answers this question on this test paper, the teacher will know then if the child has learned anything about that subject. It's a test. And here's the Lord testing Philip. He's giving him a test paper, if you like. Philip, what are we going to do? Here is a multitude of people. How are we going to feed them? Philip failed. Because what did he say in response? Philip answered him, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. In his response, we see that he failed. He still doesn't know Christ. It's clear. He hasn't advanced any in his knowledge of Christ. He still sees him as Jesus of Nazareth. He still sees him as the son of Joseph. Philip had known Christ. He would have said, Lord, sure thou art able to turn stones into bread and feed the whole. He could have said, Lord, I believe that thou art able to feed 10,000 times 5,000. Because, Lord, I know thou art God. And I know that there is nothing that is impossible. But Philip didn't say that. Instead, he looked at the money. He looked at the circumstances. He still hadn't learned. You remember this? When the Lord proves us, as he did Philip, it's only to see how well we know him. That'll be the test. When a need arises, will we know him well enough? Will we know him well enough to say, Lord, I know who thou art. And I know, Lord, because thou art God, thou art able to meet me. That's when the test comes. Really a test to see how well we know Christ. Do we know him merely as the son of Joseph or the son of God? Do we know him as Jesus, King of Kings and Lord of Lords? Or Jesus of Nazareth? Notice also the proofs for Philip. During that period of 3 years, Philip would have witnessed the examples of the mighty power of God and Jesus Christ. They had many proofs. Philip didn't know the Lord, and yet over a 3-year period, he witnessed many proofs indeed that Jesus Christ is God, and he is equal with the Father. We know that he was there, he was present at the feeding of the 5,000. He witnessed that. Would that not have taught him? This Jesus of Nazareth is greater than I thought he was. Would that not have taught him? This Jesus of Nazareth must be equal with the Father. Was that not enough to convince him that indeed Christ was equal? Was the express image of his Father? He would have been told about the raising of Jairus' daughter from the dead. He would have been told about the widow woman. And besides all this, he would have witnessed the healings of the blind, the dumb, and the deaf, and the halt, and the maimed, and the possessed, and the diseased. He had ample witnesses, ample proof, rather, ample examples that indeed this Jesus must be the Son of God. And yet, the Lord said, Philip, I've been so long time with you. Still, you don't know me. You've seen all the healings, the raising from the dead, the feeding of the 5,000, the miracles. Still, you don't know me. Such mighty acts wrought by the hand of Christ, dear child of God, that we witness, are meant to deepen our knowledge of the Savior. Notice also in our text that mention is made of Philip in the company of Christ. For again, our text says, Jesus said unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? The Lord draws Philip's attention to the fact that he had been so long time with Christ. Therefore, he should have known him better. But mark the words. Mark the way the Lord spoke to Philip. He said, Have I been so long time with you? He didn't say, Have you been such a long time with me? Because that would have meant something completely different. Have I been so long time with you? I have been with you. If it had been the other way around, Have you been such a long time with me? Well, Philip would not always have been with Christ. There were those times when Philip wasn't with Christ at all. He wasn't with Christ in the home of Jairus. He wasn't with Christ in those special seasons of prayer where the Lord went out and prayed all night under the open canopy of heaven. He wasn't with Christ then. And the time wasn't very far away when he would forsake Christ. He wouldn't be with him then in Pilate's judgment hall. Philip could have used that as an excuse. He could have used that as an excuse and said, Lord, but I was not always there with you. I missed some of your teaching. I miss some of your miracles. The teachers know all about it. Child comes and says, I didn't get my work done. I wasn't here yesterday. I didn't get that lesson finished. I wasn't here. That's the excuse. Peter could have said, Well, I wasn't here. But that's not what the Lord said. The Lord said, "Have I been so long time with you? I have been with you, Philip, always. You may not have been with me always, but I can guarantee you this, I have always been with you. Therefore, Philip, you are without excuse. I have been with you in the mountaintop, I have been with you in the valley. I've been with you in the daylight, I've been with you in the night. I've been with you when you're happy, I've been with you when you're sad. I've been with you in every situation. Because I have been with you, Philip, you should know me better. Dear child of God, when we go through our difficulties and have our problems, we know this, that Christ is with us. We know that. During those days of difficulty and sadness, the days of our problems and burdens, it's then that we ought to get to know Christ in an even better way. That's when we know Christ. Did Samuel Rutherford's knowledge of Christ not deepen? When he was exiled to the city of Aberdeen, when he was banned from his own pulpit, why, it was while he was in Aberdeen that he wrote those letters that we have today that Spurgeon said were the nearest thing to inspiration. Read those letters, they're full of Christ. Rutherford may have been banned from his pulpit and sent to Aberdeen, but it was in Aberdeen that Christ was with Rutherford. It was during that time that Rutherford was drawn nearer to the Lord. Did the knowledge of Christ not deepen in the heart of John Bunyan when he was imprisoned for being a preacher of the gospel? Oh, Christ was with him then. Christ was with him in the prison cell. And it was there that he wrote that tremendous Pilgrim's Progress that again is full of Christ. Oh, Philip, you have no excuse. I have been with you. I have been with you in every set of circumstances. So, Philip, you should have known me better. You have no excuse. Neither have we. We have no excuse for not knowing Christ better. Because He has been with us every minute of every day. We must press on, and we have what Christ expected. We also have what Christ expressed about Philip. The words of Philip about seeing the Father prompted this response from the Lord. The Lord says, "Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip?" First of all, we see that Philip was challenged. The Lord challenges his disciple. Have I been so long time with you? The word you is plural. In other words, the Lord is speaking to all his disciples, all 11 disciples. Have I been so long time with you? With you, John. With you, James. With you, Peter. And Bartholomew and Andrew. I've been with you all. Then he goes on to say, have I been so long time with you, plural, and yet hast thou, singular, not known me? Now he's addressing Philip.
challenging Philip personally. Have I been such a long time with you, and hast thou not known me? And then he mentions his name, Philip. He was personally challenging him. God's word challenges us from time to time. And regarding this word today, would it not come to us on a personal basis? And the Lord would say to us personally today, hast thou not known me? So today, challenging of Philip. Then you have the carelessness of Philip. This is getting to the root of the matter. Why, after 3 years, Philip still did not really know Christ. When Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, he was perhaps thinking about those Old Testament theophanies, the Old Testament revelations of God. For example, the Lord, or Moses saying to the Lord, show me thy glory. And the Lord did show him something of his glory. Is this what Philip had in mind? Lord, show us the Father. Show us God. Show us God as Moses saw him. The Lord said, have I been so long time with you, Philip, and hast thou not known me? He that has seen me. That's the problem. That's the problem. He that has seen me. There's Philip's carelessness. He hadn't been looking. For the Lord said, if you see me, you'll see the Father. And Philip had been careless. He had been with him for 3 years, so long time. And yet he hadn't really been looking to Christ. He wouldn't have asked that question. He wouldn't have made that request if he had had his eyes fixed on Christ. Because the Lord told him, if you see me, you've seen the Father. Oh, what a precious lesson. When the Lord called us to follow him, he called us not to walk half a mile behind him. He called us to be in his company. And when he called us to be in his company, he called us to make him the focus of our lives. He that has seen me has seen the Father. And we deduce from that, Philip had not seen Christ. Or else he wouldn't have asked that question. Philip hadn't known the Father. Philip hadn't seen the Father because he hadn't seen Christ. His spiritual life had been at a standstill for 3 years. Why? Because he hadn't been looking at Christ. His knowledge of spiritual things was very limited. Why? Because he hadn't been looking at Christ. Dear believer, let us not make the same. Let us not be neglectful and careless as Philip was. Let us in every set of circumstances have our eyes on Christ. That's where Philip failed. Satan tempts and doubts. And fear is a seal. Believer, look to the Lamb of God. You in His strength shall overcome all and shall prevail. Look to the Lamb of God. You who are weary, does the way seem long? Look to the Lamb of God. His love will cheer and fill your heart with song. Look to the Lamb of God. Fear not when shadows on your pathway fall. Look to the Lamb of God. In joy or sorrow, Christ is all in all. Look to the Lamb of God. You've seen the books, haven't you? These how-to books. And they cover, seems like 1,000 subjects. It's all how-to, how-to. There's only one book we need. It's this book here. Because in this book, we're pointed to the Lamb of God. And He's the answer. Doesn't matter what the problem is, Christ is the answer. Look to the Lamb of God. Consider the cost to Philip. You might say, cost? What cost? Well, just think about it. The Lord said to Philip, "Have I been so long time with you, Philip, and yet hast thou not known me?" Think of the 3 years of waste. What's the price he paid for not fully knowing Christ? 3 years in which he could have enjoyed much more blessing, a deeper joy, a greater happiness, a deeper peace, if only he had known Christ in a deeper way. And he missed all that. It was a high price to pay. And you think of the child of God who goes through his life. From the moment he enrolls in the school of Christ, day he's called home to glory, and those years go by, he never gets to know Christ. What a waste of life. Because, believer, in knowing Christ there are joys and blessings. There are spiritual treasures that wait for you to discover. There in knowing Christ. Finally, what Christ explained to Philip. Philip had been a student in the school of Christ for 3 years. During that time, Philip had heard repeatedly the same message over and over and over again. Namely, what the relationship was between the Father and the Son. I could cite you 24 references and would only be starting. Give us the words of Christ to Philip and the other disciples regarding the Lord's relationship with the Father. Turn to John 5 just for a few references. John 5 verse 17. But Jesus answered them, "My Father worketh hitherto, and I work." Verse 19. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise." And right down to verse 38 of chapter 5, the Lord is dealing with his fellowship, his relationship with the Father. And as I said, those verses can be multiplied over and over and over again. And yet, Philip says, Lord, show us the Father. After all the Lord had taught him, he still says, Lord, show us the Father. And the Lord had to tell him again, Philip, if you've seen me, seen the Father. I told you that. For 3 years I have preached that. For 3 years I have taught that. As Paul said to the believers, the Hebrew believers, it is needful that one should teach you again. Philip, I need to teach you again. How does he begin? By teaching Philip again? Four times in the short discussion with Philip, the Lord tells Philip where his focus should be. He pointed out that was the problem. Now he's teaching him where his focus should be. Verse 7, if ye had known me, there's the focus, if ye had known me, ye should have known my Father. Get your focus, get your eyes on me. Anything you need to know, get your eyes on me. Verse 7 again, if ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also, and from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. In other words, the Lord is saying, you've seen the Father when you've seen me. He's teaching him again. Once more, verse 9, Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. There's your focus, Philip. Get your eyes on me. Maybe over that 3 year period, Philip had his eyes on other things. Other things of less importance. Paul knew all about that. In Philippians 3, verses 8 to 10, Paul says, I count all things but loss, that I might win Christ. And Paul says, I have given up all these things, verse 10, that I might know him. I want to know him. And I don't want anything to hinder me, or hinder my knowledge of Christ. Notice not only his focus, his failure. Look again at what Philip said. He said unto the Lord, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. The word sufficeth means to satisfy or to be content. Philip says, just show us the Father and we'll be content. Show us the Father and we'll be satisfied. Just mentioned there that Philip had lost out with God for 3 years. Because it is very obvious that Philip says, show us the Father and we'll be satisfied. There was something lacking then in his life. The Lord points him again to himself and says, Philip, look to me and you'll be satisfied. Look to me and you'll be content. To me, and there'll be nothing missing in your life. Paul said he counted all things lost that he might win Christ and know Christ. In that same letter, said, I have learned that whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. Because he knew Christ. His focus, his failure, and his future. The Lord in this chapter was speaking about the future, verses 2 and 3. In my Father's house are many mansions. And the Lord told his disciples And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Philip didn't know Christ fully while upon earth. Bless the Lord, he'll know him fully in the future. Because he'll see him as he is. We may lament, dear believer, our lack of knowledge of Christ and the things of God. And we wish that we knew Christ in a deeper way. Let us continue to strive after a deeper knowledge of the Lord. But we can be comforted in knowing that when we see Christ and we're with Him in glory, we'll know Him fully. We'll know Him completely. We'll know Him perfectly. Psalmist says, I shall be satisfied. When we awake with the likeness of Christ, we'll know Him at last. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Most gracious, loving Father, we pray again today that, Lord, Thou would do a work, such a work in our hearts that, Lord, our knowledge of Thee will deepen. O Lord, save us from being Christians who are just living the Christian life, as it were, on the surface. Lord, help us by Thy grace. Lord, to dig for those treasures that are found in knowing Christ. Lord, write the word in our hearts today. May we meditate upon it. And O gracious Lord, from this day, may our focus be the Lord Jesus Christ. In our going out and coming in, in our down sitting and our uprising, may we be focused on Christ. Bless each one, Lord, as we leave the house of God this morning. Take us to our homes in safety with Thy blessing resting upon us. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit abide and remain with us now. Until that great day when we shall awake. Amen.